The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on August the 30th. My gosh. 605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where you can join the chat room. Bad Bob is always here with me, even when Linda is not.
And she's somewhere in Colorado, is that
no,
right?
I think she's at it. No, she's, she should be arriving in Colorado sometime today. She was in Eli, Nevada last night, of all places.
It's a nice place to be from.
Yeah, I spent a week one night in Eli, Nevada, so. It's But when Linda's not here on Thursdays, and it's got to be Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Boy, you just came running in here at the last second.
Well, gosh, just night before last or yesterday, day before yesterday, I went through Ely, Nevada, or close to there.
You did. What is in Ely, Nevada?
Not much.
I heard it's the longest road that you can actually get. they will stamp things. They will give you a little passport on this road.
Yeah,
and they'll stamp it in the two towns in 800 miles or something.
Yeah, no, Nevada is just a read a book on tape kind of state. Because there's just nothing to see.
Yeah, I've gone through there, and those stretches on my Harley.
Yeah.
And ridden through there. And you're hammering down the road at about 80 or 85, and you're going, there's got to be an end to this road. I mean, you see nothing from either side.
And you can see 4 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, just forever.
You're kind of looking, thinking, there's got to be a sign. There's got to be a dead animal, something. Like, there's got to be something out here.
And it's kind of surreal. You feel like you're in one of those movies where the rest of the world has been wiped out and you're the only one there.
The last survivor.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, before we get started today, thanks. It's always good seeing you, Trish.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Busy day. I got some stuff in the mail about, from a gent named Chris Street, who we're going to have on as a guest here next month. I can say that since next month's like next week. He just has clobbered, Haas, Glenn Haas. I don't know if it's true, but what he was writing was, I mean, it was, we'll address part of that. We'll probably even read part of it. But it's that, and then we got to talk about Russell Hunt running for office again.
He's going to run even though he's now a stalker or an accused stalker.
He's an accused stalker, but there's a switch to this, and we'll talk about that. But speaking of somebody that knows about switches and jumping up and down and moving quickly and from spot to spot and protecting himself, Josh Wiley of the Wells Fargo Advisors talking about Wall Street.
I don't know about moving quickly, but markets are down on global growth concerns this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 71 points at 13,036. The Nasdaq's down 21 at 3,059. And the S&P 500's down 8 at 1,401. Oil's down 38 cents at $95.11 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.73%. Gold's up $1.60 this morning at $1,664, while silver's down a penny at $30.91 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Facebook's up 18 cents at $19.29, Citigroup's down 30 cents at $29.62, while Intel is down 32 cents at $24.35. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, and they'll tell you what's going on in Wall Street. How can you avoid some of the pitfalls there? They're located on Park Marina Drive. Head on down there and see Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about if you change your name when you run for office, are you the same person, or do you take a new persona? I mean, is it kind of like, Clark Kent goes into the old proverbial phone booth and comes out as Superman. Huh? Huh? Can that work? Can that work for people? If you take on it, well, look, it must work. Look at all the people that are anonymous in the Redding.com blogs.
There you go. So your record doesn't follow you.
They go from living with their mother, not having a job, drinking Red Bull all the time, to becoming super orator, super typer, super smart.
Smart person.
Yes.
Wife beaters t-shirts.
We'll be back right after that.
It's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this save. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center, Friday through Monday.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Redding Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man, made better.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Good bump music. What happened to the bump music? All you have to do is play
the
damn bump music. All you have to do is play the damn bump music.
Hey, call Bill Gates.
Well, hum. Then hum something. Okay, let's turn it down there. Okay. What's the weather, Bad Bomb?
Plenty.
Are you
going to
screw that one up, too?
Sir, with all due respect. Plentiful sunshine, high of 99, and tonight's low be about 63. A little cooler tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 93. Currently in Redding, 59 degrees in the report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Great. Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight is pizza night up in Anselmo Vineyards. But they're handmade. They're not like your regular pizzas. They're handmade, put into a wood-fired oven by John Stadelli and his crew. And plus, they have regular menu items, too. But it's just great. And wonderful wine, they have beer, the whole shooting match up there, music, except not live music. Live music's tomorrow night and Saturday night. 474-5546. Give them a call. Okay. What I was talking about was Russell Hunt is running for office again. And we talked about Russell a little bit yesterday. It was back in the paper. Because, you know, you don't hear anything about Russell. And it's kind of like Dolores Lucero.
No.
Dolores, you hear a lot about.
And Russell has just kind of popped up in every election since the 90s.
He's Kip Lee part two.
Yep, he is. He is. And actually, he and Kip were in the same circles there for a while. They were both running. And then, I don't know whatever happened to Kip. But, yeah, Russell has
maybe Russell 80.
You know, Russell Hunt ran against Maurice Johannesson when he was running for the Board of Supervisors.
Was it close?
Nobody actually got quite a few votes.
He did. You know what? Because every so often, and this is true, Russell Hunt comes up with a good idea. I mean, it is a good idea, and people will just go, oh, it's Russell Hunt. You need to listen to him sometimes because he does have a grasp of certain economic things. And
if there's only two names on a ballot, there's a certain amount of people that just don't like the other candidate.
Anyway, Russell Hunt's name officially, because he officially changed it, is Triune Silgar, which means something like Mighty Hunter. You know, Russell Hunt, Mighty Hunter. Just so you know it, when you see it, it says the sign, he's campaigning under the slogan, Our Schools Suck, with an R school spelled wrong, suck, S-U-C.
I saw that, and I'm going, okay.
Well, you know what? You know, he may not be too far from the truth there, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, have you been watching the Republican convention?
I have.
What did you think last night of Rice and Ryan?
Well, Condoleezza Rice should have run for president because I just think that she is classy, intelligent, in control. We could have had the first woman and the first fully black president all wrapped up in one. I think she'd be great.
The first fully black president? What is that?
I'm just saying. He's only half. He only claims half. But I'm just saying. She's a class act, and I thought her speech was magnificent, terrific.
Well, you know what?
Hard to beat.
I wonder why she, because you know she must have been offered the vice president spot.
She was encouraged heavily to run.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
I kind of think it's kind of like her and Colin Powell. Colin Powell, at one time, even though he's kind of, I'm not sure where his heart is right now, but Colin Powell, back before Bush, and they were talking to him about running. You know,
no comparison in my mind.
No, and
I think
she's just too classy to get into politics.
Well, I think you're right, but you know what? What I've noticed, and I've seen the comparison over. You know, she was at Bush's right hand all the way through his 8 years. I mean, she was part of the team. She was there. I saw a video a while back where there was a comparison made between her and the present Secretary of State and her connection with our president now. And there's absolutely no comparison. I mean, Condi Rice was just a part of that team. So intelligent, so classy. I just can't speak highly enough of her. In comparison to the two in the office now, in comparable seats, there just is no comparison. Paul Ryan, I just thought he was magnificent last night. I thought he was really good. I was glad to see some fire into it. I was a little disappointed the night before with Governor Christie. He can really kick them hard and go in there and kick and take names later. I heard they kind of pulled him back.
It's his usual. You know, you want to have a little raw meat out there.
Somebody's got to do it. We need to get
because the Democrats are going to come out there. It's going to be bare knuckle, and they're going to be saying everything. They'll probably be accusing Romney of leading, just wearing his magic underwear and heading up to Mars or something like that.
Well, they've got to make up stuff about this team because they're going to have to dig pretty hard, and they've been digging on Romney for 8 years, and they haven't come up with anything yet. So they're going to have to make it up. I think they're doing a good job so far.
Ryan was really good. He said we've got to face this head on. Otherwise, our economic, he says, we will crumble because if you look at nations that have crumbled, they lose control of the economy, then they can't take care of their borders, you know, so the whole thing comes apart. And Social Security can be fixed with just a couple, believe it or not, small things if people just let them do it. Just add 2 years to the age. Don't stop collecting Social Security. Don't put a cap on it at $102,000. Let it go on up. And if those two things.
And stop raiding the fund.
But, yeah, well, that's the other thing. But if you just did those two things, raise the age 2 years for people that are, say, age 40 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I mean, it's not like you're going to get it next year anyway. And then they say that will extend the fund by decades, just those two things, without even raising the tax itself, the Social Security tax itself.
Well, and I think that I am glad to see them taking this Medicare, Obamacare, health care, Social Security issue on head on. Play offense on it and not play defense, because I think they've got the answer, they've got the right material, but they need to lead with it.
They have to, and we're going to take a break here, but every doctor we had on yesterday, Dr. DeNuca, who is, by the way, the chief of staff at Shasta Regional, but has his own very successful healthcare service, he and his wife, who is an oncologist, and another doctor that was in here that works with him in Pulse Urgent Care, but on the Rancheria at their new clinic. Everybody is saying it. And if they're not saying it, they're not facing reality, is that Obamacare is going to change the face of medicine forever.
It's going to break this country as well.
It's going to break the system. And I don't mean change it right. I mean, it's going to be, as you're going to see doctors getting out of business. They
already
can't survive. Oh, we've lost, how many we've lost? Dozens in the last couple of years right here in Reading. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Colorado, but I'm sitting here with Trish Clark. That's just as good, almost.
Is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better
on the river.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Beginning August 30th, will be our latest addition to our community programs, Animal Talk with Dr. Ray John.
Each month, a department of Haven Humane will be showcased. Learn what goes on at Haven Humane concerning animal care, behavior, adoptions, rescues, and maybe just what your pet is really thinking. Join us the last Thursday of each month beginning August 30th for Animal Talk, hosted by Dr. Ray John, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Community Radio.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. Discounts for veterans there with Espresso Joes, with coffee and tea and hot drinks, cold drinks. You can buy tea and coffee by the bulk or just by the pound. And, of course, the finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. You can find just excellent, excellent cigars there at really great prices because they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Joe and Shelley have supported our community for over three decades. Great people. All right. Bills in Congress, right, or in our assembly right now, gives nannies overtime and breaks. That's right. Your babysitter, your housekeeper, your child care provider would be eligible for overtime and meal breaks under a bill making its way through the legislature.
And so while my nanny, who I've hired at great expense while I'm out working, is taking a break, having a meal break, and who's taking care of my kids?
Well, see, while the nanny's out, you've got to hire another person to watch the children.
To come in while they take breaks.
That's right. And this is to protect those immigrants. Why don't they just say illegals? Okay, this bill is to protect the illegal immigrants and women and seeks to address their abuse and exploitation. They have a litany of workplace woes, including working long hours with low wages and a lack of job security. Kind of like being a producer here at KCNR.
That's insane.
It is. And,
I'm at a loss for words. That doesn't happen.
How are you
very
supposed
often.
To provide for the meal and rest break period, according to Doug Amalfa? Do you have to hire a second babysitter? You know what? You have to.
Well, you would have to. And why aren't they? They're supposed to be. I mean, when I hire somebody to take care of my children in my home, they're supposed to be doing what a mom does. And trust me, moms don't get breaks. And they don't, I mean, they eat with their children. That'd be a good time to rest. They have the time when the little children are resting or whatever.
Oh, no, I think that means you have to let them leave the area for 15 minutes and walk down the street and smoke cigarettes or weed or something.
And you know, the last time I checked, it's been a few years since I've had to hire a babysitter, but, I mean, they're making really good money.
Yeah.
Teenage kids you bring into the house are making $8-$10 an hour to babysit?
Yeah. When did that start? Anyway, okay, here's the other part of what they're doing down there. Remember, we've talked about it before, but here it goes again. It would require this new, it's moving to give driver's license to young immigrants who are in the country illegally, but would no longer face the deportation. The dreamers, the kids that are dreamers, they would require the Department of Motor Vehicles to accept as proof of legal residence whatever document the federal government provides to participants in its deferred action program. It's better to have the young immigrants, okay, it's better to have the illegal immigrants licensed and insured because they're driving anyway. Well, then why don't you just say, well, it's okay to sell cocaine on the street because they will do it anyway, Representative Canella. Why don't you just say it's okay to have prostitution on your street corners because they will do it anyway?
You know, I just came back from about 10 days in Idaho, and I took a well-deserved a lot of harassment about living in the state of California.
You know what? My buddies, guys I've pulled rifles with, guys I've fought with, have said to me when they're going, they laugh at things that are going on out here. How do you?
It's insane, and you know, you can't defend it. I mean, you can't any way, shape, or form try to even explain.
How do you explain
where do those laws come from? Why do we have them?
Because we have idiots.
Absolutely.
We have a mob wanting to see who can suck up more to the illegals.
It's just beyond description. What one can't think of, another one does, and our state is in ruin.
You think they're in there?
You know, we can't go bankrupt.
Why?
Well, because states can't go bankrupt.
We can't.
No. So
cities can.
Cities can. Special districts can. States can't go bankrupt. So I don't know where this goes, but you cannot continue to provide.
Oh, but I can tell you what can happen is is if we get down to junk bond ratings and we can't borrow money. Watch what happens then. We may not go bankrupt, but there will be a lot of changes, and I bet that's coming too. It's one of these guys we're going to be talking about. Anyway, hey, we get right back. We've got Bob Dunlap. We're going to talk about the latest in the veterans issues, and then this then we're going to be talking Haven Humane later on today about what happens with emergencies.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red on Wall Street as concerns over the global economy weigh on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 75 points. Standard & Poor's is replacing one of the original members of the S&P 500. LyondellBasell will take Sears Holdings' place on the exchange after trading ends next Tuesday. S&P says Sears has too few shares available for trading to be included in the widely followed index. Amazon has sold out of its Kindle Fire. The online retailer says it has captured 22% of all tablet sales in the U.S. during the past 9 months. The Kindle has also become Amazon's top-selling product. And British police have arrested the ex-top lawyer at the former News of the World newspaper on suspicion of conspiring to intercept communications. Tom Crone was brought in for questioning in the ongoing investigation into phone hacking involving the News of the World. That paper was closed last year. News of the World was owned by News Corp, the parent of the Fox Business Network. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, host sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this save. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com. Hello,
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is someplace at about 85 miles per hour heading southeast toward Colorado. She was in the middle of nowhere in Eli, Nevada. Eli's coming. You know, why didn't you get that music, Bob? Oh, you're too busy typing? What? You know, Eli's coming? I have Trish Clark, though.
Good morning.
And she came in here like 7:05 and 30 seconds, come screaming through the door, hair on fire, going, I made it.
I was here when we went live.
When we went live. And you know what? That's all that counts.
There you go.
You know, and speaking of going live, Bob Dunlap's here, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And you should have heard him on the break. You know, he gets, you know, people think, well, you know, he doesn't sound like he gets excited. Bob gets excited. You just have to find the right subject.
Yeah, I went into my phone booth outside there and changed into my Super Veteran Service Officer uniform.
Yeah, Super Veteran. Okay. A lot of things going on. There's a stand-down golf tournament coming along here.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. Funny you should mention that. As a matter of fact, the veterans, the stand-down is going to be on the 25th to the 28th of October this year. And there is a golf tournament. I think it's on the 8th of September.
That's right. It's a week from
Allen Course.
Yeah, out there. It's one of the many things that are going on here in the and that are going in the working with veterans and stuff. Somebody wrote me something. You know, when Chief Pelletti was in one day, and he's talking about they're trying to, you know, people have their private property. These homeless camps come right up onto the private property. So what he mentioned is that on the cleanups that they're doing is you know, from Bethel Church and their volunteers' way to give back to the community, is they're clearing out a lot of underbrush and low-hanging trees. Well, one of the activists in the community says, well, you're just destroying the homeless camps and you're trying to put them in jail and all that. And somebody wrote to me that had read that and said, you know, Carl, you've worked with, you know, veterans. How could you want to put them in prison? And I wrote back to her and said, I don't put any homeless veterans in prison. But there is this thing about, you know, these homeless camps that when you're on somebody else's private property, they have rights too. And, you know, nobody's saying lock these people up. You know, if you're homeless, I think there's two or three reasons for being homeless. And one of them is by choice. And, you know, and for somebody to tell me that that's not true is you're not realizing what you don't know about reality.
Not paying attention.
Others, yes, need help, and then we have our veteran contingent in this. You know, Bob, and I'm just dropping this on you, Bob, but homeless veterans is how many? I mean, do we have a good idea? Do we have a concept of how much it is here?
We had a count that we took last February. It was like 180 out of the 300 that we thought are out there, and we think those 300 are out there because we've actually talked to them. We've interviewed them. We've assessed their needs, so we know there's a good number out there. But when it comes time to them identifying the fact that they're homeless, they say, "No, I'm good. I'm okay. I got a place to live. I'm sitting on or sleeping on the couch for my cousin, so I don't need a place."
Yeah, they're kind of in transits that they're not living in a camp, but they don't have a home. But they're sleeping.
Yeah.
They're not out in the bushes, but they don't really have a home, but they have a place to stay.
That's right. Now, you're right. Some of them would rather be out under the stars, and that's their prerogative if they want to be out there. But we've found that if there's an opportunity for them to get out from under the stars and into a warm bed and a roof over their head, they'll take it. Most of those folks will take it. We opened up the House of Cornelius early this year, and there's 12 beds there. They filled up within a couple of weeks, and they just remain full. And these are for veterans that just need a hand up.
And one of the things we wanted to do last year, I remember, was we were trying to identify how many veterans we have so we could get money that should have been coming up here but was stopped at the Sacramento level. And, I mean, I was screaming to LaMoffa and Nielsen and Herger. You know, what's going on here? Where is a North state? You know, and we have homeless up here. Why does it just stop there? I think some of it did eventually get up here, though, didn't it?
It's not through that money. There wasn't the vouchers that we expected to come up here. there were other avenues that that are starting to trickle in some money through a Vietnam Veterans of America, or excuse me, of California, different organization that requested a grant, received the grant, and some of that money is starting to come up to the Redding area through the Veterans Resource Center, Dave Nervo and company, and he's making great inroads in helping our homeless veterans. But there's also some money coming in through the county that Richard Coons is working to get more grant money and provide more housing for our homeless veterans. So that, I think we're going to see some inroads or some help coming there in the next few months. I'm pretty optimistic.
Why weren't we able to get the vouchers that should have come to the North State?
I think Carl's right on the money. That's politics. It stopped in Sacramento. We had the numbers, not numbers for our county, but numbers for our region. When you consider Tehama County and Trinity County, Lassen, the surrounding counties that make up our region, we had the numbers there. But they're saying it needs to go to those geographically large areas, the Sacramento, the Bay Area, the Los Angeles, those areas. And because that's the way they've always done it in the past.
Because their veterans are better than our veterans. Their homeless veterans are better than our homeless veterans. Was that it?
I think they have more pull in the legislature.
You know what? The thing I like to pull is a fuse igniter when it comes to Sacramento. And some of their... No, I didn't mean bomb it. Okay, that's not what I meant. It was just a saying. It was something, it was an old Marine Corps saying. We got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Trish Clark is here, you know, backing away from me slowly. Okay, Bob, I know there's some programs coming up here about jobs and houses and things like that I really want to talk about here. We'll be right back with Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Come and get it. Sunday, September 9th, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday, September 9th. Come and get it.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Pound that drum. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:45 in the morning on August the 30th. Oh, my gosh. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're chatting live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, for everybody's amusement there in the chat room, from what I understand, if you have a felony conviction, you cannot run for office.
Even if you change your name.
Even if you change your name. Do you understand it that way?
I can't see any reason why that wouldn't apply.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a felony conviction, you can't run for office.
That's right.
So maybe you're seeing why they're pushing Dolores so hard, because Dolores is running for office again. Do I need to say her last name? When I say Dolores, everybody knows who I'm talking about?
I think so.
Okay.
Better become by,
so,
like,
so all you, people in the chat room are going, oh my God, I don't know if he can hold office again if he's got a felony conviction. Maybe he doesn't have a felony conviction. And don't worry, before the election, we'll mention what his name really is. Okay. Bob Dunlap. Is that your real name?
No, sir. It's a nickname.
It's a nickname.
And I get asked that all the time when I'm communicating with the VA, and I'm accredited with the VA to handle cases, but they say, we don't have a Bob Dunlap on our records. It's, okay, Robert. Try Robert. Oh, here you are. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You know, you can't make this. No. You know. No, I didn't say it. Okay. There's some. I've seen some emails coming through about jobs for vets, houses for vets, some kind of program where vets can get houses and.
Okay, I'm looking a little cross-eyed here. Jobs for veterans out of Sacramento. Cal Vet is announcing. They're always announcing jobs, but they're usually in the Sacramento area where they want to hire veterans. PG&E has just announced a big campaign to hire veterans, but most of those jobs are in the Sacramento area. They'll actually train you to go to school to be a lineman, to be an electrician, but those are in the Sacramento area. Nothing really that I've seen so far that's in the Redding area.
Does the county give points if you're a veteran? I know the city gives. I think the city gives points or gives you a plus up if you're a veteran applying for a job.
You're talking veterans preference in the county? I don't think so. No.
Isn't that strange?
In my job, when I hired the last veterans service rep, I required it to be a veteran in that position. So there was no points. It was like a non-veteran, non-starter. But it needed to be a veteran to be able to take care of our veterans.
Well, we have a sign when we drive into Shasta County. Shasta County honors our veterans. It seems like you at least give some points. I'm not talking 100 points, but a couple. Like the
I
like
think
the
there
feds
is.
Do.
I actually is believe there? That, yeah. that there is a preference for veterans.
Is there? Okay, well, you know what? We need to check that.
We need to check it, but
because
I'm in
either,
my mind, I'm
it's either at the city or it's at the county, but it's not at both of them. So we need to see that. I mean, if the city doesn't give it, why is that? I mean,
we need to check that because I think perhaps the county
veterans,
does.
Veterans pay a whole lot of taxes in this county, a whole lot of taxes.
You know, I always like to remind people that there is a tremendous amount of money that comes in through Bob Dunlap's office that comes into Shasta County, both from the federal and the state government, a huge amount of money.
It really is.
And by the way, those aren't entitlements. Those are earned
Benefits
that the military have, and it is, they're earned benefits of the military, not an entitlement.
No, I made that argument many years ago when we made the Veterans Service Office a standalone department because it was such an important position and good for the economy of the entire county that these veterans get the benefits that they had earned.
Yeah, and those aren't taxable benefits. I need to make sure that we're clear on that, because you were talking about the veterans pay a lot of taxes. Well, I pay a lot of taxes. I'm a retired veteran, but I pay a lot of taxes there. But through the disability benefits and the pension, those are non-taxable. But,
yeah, but what I was talking about, though, is veterans with jobs that start businesses here, that have a lot of things, and, you know, they have – that's where they pay their taxes. And they pay income taxes, and they pay state taxes and city and county taxes because they have businesses. It's not just everybody sitting there collecting something.
But if they don't pay taxes, that money that they receive with their benefits still goes back into the county.
That's right.
And that's it's a tremendous amount of money. You're right, Trish. I did the numbers yesterday before I left for the day. $731,000 in the month of August alone.
There you go.
That were paid to our widows in the form of pensions, to our veterans in the form of disability compensation, and to our veterans, the wartime veterans who need some help financially. $731,000 in just August we're well on track to be at the $6 million point for this year.
And that's funds that filters throughout this county in rent, in groceries, in entertainment, in gas.
Everything, sure.
That money all filters through because it's what they live on.
Sure, it converts to jobs. When you spend your money at a gas station for gas, it pays the attendants, it pays the Walmart folks, and it filters back into the county economy.
And it isn't, as you indicated, it's not an entitlement.
No, that's what people need to get over that. It's right. It's an earned benefit. And that's a huge difference between an entitlement and an earned benefit.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we continue to do that. We bunch people who have earned retirement incomes and everything into that. Everybody's on some kind of government assistance is what
that's
they say.
That's what it is. 50% of the people are on some kind of government.
And that's so wrong. There's such a difference between an entitlement, something you didn't earn and you got your hand out, and then the person who has worked in a job or served in the military or any of those other things where they're actually receiving an earned benefit.
Yeah. And the VA considers, say you have a leg that you can't put pressure on it, your employment ability is deterred because of that disability. The VA considers that, and they consider that the benefit they pay you will compensate for your lack of ability to be employed.
Yeah, and there's a big difference there. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is our guest. I know you've got a bunch of things lined up there to talk about, so we want to hit that in the next in this next segment. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're here for your pleasure. Miss a day, miss a lot.
When I think about you, I think about love.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Beginning August 30th, will be our latest addition to our community programs, Animal Talk with Dr. Ray John. Each month, a department of Haven Humane will be showcased. Learn what goes on at Haven Humane concerning animal care, behavior, adoptions, rescues, and maybe just what your pet is really thinking. Join us the last Thursday of each month beginning August 30th for Animal Talk, hosted by Dr. Ray John, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Community Radio.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Neighbors Giving Neighbors, great deals on vehicles, whether they are previously owned or brand new. They're going to find the car, truck, or SUV that you have desired for so long. At Redding Crown Motors, they take great pride in the vehicles they sell and the maintenance they provide to their customers on these vehicles. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Redding Crown Motors, great people down there. Our guest is Bob Dunlap and from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Okay, I've been getting beat up on the chat room. Okay, maybe felons can run for office. But I thought that if you're a felon in California, you couldn't. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. They're saying there's nothing restricting, like especially running for Congress or Senator, maybe even the president. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That's weird. Okay. There are jobs available right now, or they're looking for jobs at the?
At the Redding Veterans Home.
Redding Veterans Home. The one that hasn't opened yet.
California Veterans Home Redding. That's right. Well, they've got a caretaker staff of about five or six folks there that really are made up of a plant manager, some security folks.
Linda Hartman.
And Linda.
Is Linda Hartman, is that job one or is that job two under the Board of Supervisors?
She's the deputy administrator.
Is there an administrator there?
No, the administrator
so she's
is not
number one then.
She works for the Veterans Home assistant secretary in Sacramento.
There?
She's working a lot of hours there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a full-time job or not.
Hmm.
But what she has done is she's released 17 jobs that were either examinations for these jobs or the announcement for the jobs that are the high-paying jobs that we've been talking about for the veterans' home.
Now, how do we know that these were released? How do they do that?
They're on the CalVet website. And I have the flyers in my office. If anybody is curious about which jobs those are, please stop by my office.
Somebody get a hold of Phil Smith out of the chat room. Phil was looking at that. They were waiting for those jobs to be opened up. So if anybody knows Phil, then you might want to tell them those jobs are open right now.
Yeah. And the administrator position, the number one position in the veterans home, is one of those 17 jobs that's been released.
Do you have to be like a veteran for that?
You have to be a doctor. And I think there is a veteran's preference. It's a California state job.
Okay. Okay, so those are out there. So, I mean, I would just, it's like when these job openings come up. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did we, you know, Linda Hartman also gets hired there for that. I mean, did they come down through the counties or something like on this? Did anybody know it was opened?
Yeah, I don't think that position was heavily advertised. It was on the CalVet website.
And which everybody looks at in a daily basis.
Well, I'm sure they do. But what I'm trying to do now is to let folks know, at least in the
that
area,
that
there's
would be an idea.
There.
I mean, who knows? I mean, there may be other people that could also be, fits for jobs around here. But you just got to know about them. So
right.
I think we need to. Bad Bob is on our website. We need to put a big screamer out there in the front that says jobs opening at Veterans Home, and a link to the thing.
Yeah.
So write that down as a little note to yourself, because we're going to do that, because we need to get that word out.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing going on, Carl, is a good thing for veterans, and Shasta College is going to be offering free classes to our returning veterans that are designed to get them back into the education mode, the reading, writing, and arithmetic type of classes. No charge, with college credit, so they can actually get college credit. Just go sign up over at the veterans office at the college. A heck of a deal. I mean, this is wonderful. No GI Bill is required. No cost out of pocket.
Okay, that's a great deal. Let's go to the phones real quick. Hey Jim, you got something fast here?
Yeah, real quick. Somebody ought to check and see how many people that are employed by the city of Redding and also that hold office in the city of Redding are veterans.
Well, okay.
And that'd be a good thing to find out, to see if the veterans aren't being discriminated down there somewhere along the way.
I don't ever get that kind of feeling, but
yeah.
I think we should check the record searchlight out and see how many of them were veterans and how many of them are Democrats.
Right. Hey, the other thing is, I think doesn't Passero, doesn't she have to be convicted of a felon before she's a felon?
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking this. I thought that if you were a felon, if you were a felon, you couldn't run for office. But I'm getting all this stuff from the chat room saying, no, you can still run as a felon. You know, long as you're not in jail, I guess. But we need to probably look at that. We got to run now. Got to run. Okay, Bob Dunlap, thank you so much.
Thanks
for being
here.
Those are big things about the Shasta College and the other jobs, and we'll put a link on that to it too. Yeah. All right.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure having you here. You're looking great, by the way. You must be loving that job.
I sure am. Thanks.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to the woman who runs the Grab the Animal and Save It program, and she was a hero up in Shingletown. We'll talk about that. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio,
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Isaac has left half of Louisiana powerless. The tropical storm continuing to move inland after leaving parts of the Gulf Coast a flooded mess. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in New Orleans.
Almost 1 million people are now without power in Louisiana, where Isaac left a path of destruction, down trees and power lines, and vast flooding in Braithwaite, Grand Isle, and along Lake Pontchartrain, where evacuees tell us they didn't expect this.
I mean, maybe for Katrina, but not for a little Category 1 like it was.
Structural and flood damage also being looked at along the coast of Mississippi and Alabama. Two storm-related deaths reported, and Tropical Storm Isaac now continues north, bringing the threat of more flooding and storms next to Arkansas. Arkansas, then Tennessee, Dave.
And Jeff, Tropical Storm Isaac's winds now at 40 miles an hour. Mitt Romney getting ready to go prime time. It's the Republicans' big night. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at the convention in Tampa.
It's going to be the Mitt Romney show here at the Republican National Convention as he accepts the GOP presidential nomination. But a long list of speakers come first, including Newt and Calista Gingrich, Senator Marco Rubio, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who tells Fox.
The belief that is common in this hall and across the country that Mitt Romney will be a great leader because he's a person of courage and integrity.
This event is a production, and crews are reworking the stage to make it special for Mitt Romney on this last day of the Republican National Convention. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, in a few days, Democrats will counterattack at their own convention, and President Obama today has issued an executive order with new guidelines for industrial energy efficiency, claiming it'll save manufacturers billions of dollars and therefore create a lot of jobs. We're suddenly paying a lot more for gas. A 7-cent surge the last 2 days. AAA's national average for regulars up to $3.83. It's back over $4 a gallon now in 7 states. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
3 U.S. soldiers go to court in Georgia today, accused of forming a militia at Fort Stewart with a 4th soldier who's cooperating with prosecutors, planning to testify against the other 3. They're charged with murder and a slew of other crimes, plotting to take over their fort, even assassinate the president, killing 2 people they feared could expose their plans. They could face the death penalty if convicted. Another Afghan being trained by NATO troops turns on them, opening fire at a base, killing 3 Australian soldiers. 2 other Australians died in a helicopter crash.
In a war of so many losses, this is our single worst day in Afghanistan.
That's Prime Minister Julia Gillard. It's the deadliest day of combat for Australians since the Vietnam War. Some Syrian activists say rebels have shot down a regime warplane over northern Syria. It was seen crashing near an air base, and it looked like, according to the video, a parachute and rebels cheering, claiming it belonged to the pilot. Getting a new look at the economy.
Americans are earning more and spending more. Consumer spending rose 0.4% in July after showing no change in June and a slight decline in May. The Commerce Department also reports that American income now has risen 0.3% in each of the last 3 months. Also today, the Labor Department says the number of applications for unemployment benefits was 374,000 last week, the same as the week before. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
And there's a sell-off going on Wall Street. The Dow is down 105 points, back down to right around 13,000. The USS Porter is getting a new skipper. Commander Martin Arriola relieved of his duty after his ship earlier this month collided with an oil tanker just outside the Strait of Hormuz, and that left some damage to the side of the guided missile destroyer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Linda is somewhere heading to Colorado. She wasn't Eli last night with her parents, so I assume they got out of there without being taken by aliens, because if you're ever going to be taken by an alien, it's on that road, you know, to Eli. There is 8,000 miles of road there without one person on it. It's just flat. And as you're driving down the road as fast as you can, you could be driving 150 miles an hour, then you start seeing these lights in the air around there, because that's where they are. Yeah. So I haven't heard from her this morning. I just hope that she's not being probed in some spaceship on its way to Mars, you know?
I hope so, too.
Okay, I think I've lost focus here.
Yeah. I think so.
Hey, well, because Linda's not here, we have Trish Clark is here. And there'll be no probing here. Okay, just want to let you know. We're okay. Except maybe Bad Bob, who has the news, or has the weather.
How do you follow up something like that? Well, looks like here in the valley we're going to see plentiful sunshine. High of 99, generally clear tonight, and a low of 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High of 93, going to warm up a little bit, but it looks like we're out of the triple plus digits for the foreseeable future. Currently in Reading, we're looking at 61 degrees under smoky skies, and the weather report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And tonight is pizza night up at Anselmo Vineyards, and if you haven't been up there, there's so many people from time to time who talk about Anselmo Vineyards, and when I ask them have they been there, they haven't. And if you haven't, you need to take the trip up the hill to Inwood, have a wine taste. It's a wonderful, wonderful ambiance and environment. Take a look at the wonderful new chapel up there, and check out John's food. It's great. And tonight is pizza night. Friday and Saturday they have live entertainment, and it's just a really nice little getaway.
474-5546. There you go. Okay, and I tell you what. And speaking about great evenings or learning about things, we go to Josh Wiley of our Wells Fargo advisor, so we can learn about Wall Street. Josh.
Well, good morning. Downturn continues in the markets this morning. Currently, the Dow is down 99 points at 13,008, while the NASDAQ's down 29 at 3,051, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,399. Oil's down $1.16 at $94.33 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.73%. Gold's down $6.80 at $1,656. Silver's down 48 cents at $30.44 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Kimberly-Clark's down a quarter at $83.25. Goldman Sachs is down $1.16 at $104.37. And Walmart's down 36 cents at $72.40. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning to show us how to work our way through Wall Street. And if anybody can, it's the Wells Fargo Advisors located on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call or stop by. I'm sure they'll be glad to help you in about 1,000 different ways. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have in our first day of our first show here of on our animals.
Yes.
Once a month, we have our playtime with pets and all these other things. But today we're having Captain Leanne Smith, who's here. She's a City of Reading Animal Regulation Officer, and she's got 1,000 stories to tell. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about emergencies like the fires and all that, and things you can do to help protect your animals, and some other programs going on here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Trish Clark is here, and she's letting me actually talk in the microphone this time. We'll be right back. But it sure do me good. I hope they do it for free. And give the cat scratch fever. A cat scratch fever.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Play to win in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash, or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament, over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 East Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark welcoming you back to the Carl and Linda Bott Free Fire Radio. We're joined here this morning with Leanne, Animal Regulation Officer with the City of Reading.
Captain Leanne Smith.
Captain Leanne Smith. And Leanne, let's talk about, we just went through another one of those horrendous fires in Shasta County. Just getting to the end of it, and the animal situation in when you have a fire, especially in a rural area where you're dealing with large animals as well as dogs and cats. Tell us about your experiences.
Wow, it was absolutely overwhelming at one point. You have no idea how many animals that people have when they're in these rural areas. And one of the biggest problem areas we had actually was with chickens. Chickens have become the biggest fad, of course, because of their egg production and being more organic and all that kind of stuff. So some places we went, they had 100-plus chickens. And so you're trying to evacuate 100-plus chickens or 100-plus goats and ducks and things, and it's almost impossible, especially when you have the fire looming over the back of the ridge there. So the larger animals were somewhat difficult, more difficult to get, but with the help of Shasta County Animal Regulation and our own officers, we were able to get them all gathered up and ended up taking most of them to our facility. And most of them have already been reclaimed as of today.
Oh, perfect. The Wild Horse Sanctuary is up in that area.
Yes. Now, they have their own rescue situation that they do. They already have a plan in mind for what they do. Plus, they have a lot of acreage that's in the open, and a lot of the livestock people will have an open area where they're able to herd their cows or put their cows or their livestock to keep them safe from the fire. But it wasn't always the case in some of the areas we went to. We had one area where we had a mom cow that had a baby, and we don't know if it was a newborn or if it was just born a few days prior, that was in the middle of the fire, and the baby had some burned hooves, but the mother, surprisingly enough, kept the baby to the creek bed, and they stayed in the creek and managed to make their way through the fire with just some singes and things and made it to the meadow. So that was an incredible story.
Incredible. And I know that a lot of the veterinary offices in the area play a big role in this. I just think it's important that we can get through a devastating fire like this. I know we had some loss of homes.
Yes.
But it, so far it looks like we didn't have any casualties, a few burned firefighters, and a lot of animals were saved. So it's really a miracle with as bad as that fire was.
Yes. A few people had some issues with losing some animals due to the fact that the fire came up so quickly, and so a few animals were lost, but in the overall scheme of things, the vast majority of them were saved and were taken care of, and we're very proud of what we've done to help our community. All the veterinarians participated. Several rescue groups joined in. We had loads and loads of product delivered to us, which we dispensed out to the fire victims. Food for the animals, feed for the horses, hay, tons of hay. I mean, the community was just unbelievable in what they responded to help us out.
That's just great. Let's jump real quickly to another topic that's big, certainly down in my community, and is the cat issue. Unowned cats. Tell us what we're supposed to do about that.
You know, it is one of the most talked about and controversial issues with regard to cats in the community, in the city of Redding and in the rural communities, because cats are somewhat free roamers and tend to have go where they want to go at times, and people love to feed them and things, but they don't generally keep them confined like some of us that own cats and keep them inside. So they multiply, and you have more and more and more, and it's a very difficult issue to deal with. So what we're doing, of course, through our Humane Society, is trying to offer low-cost to no-cost spaying and neutering to try to reduce the numbers of cats that are out in the community and making it work better.
Well, I say, why don't we let's take a little quick break here, and we've got someone on the line that has nice things to say.
Oh.
Hey, good morning there, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, regarding the Ponderosa fire, I'd like to extend my most sincere appreciation for Haven Humane. Early on in the fire, reached out to the CEO, Ray John, and said we'd need some help. And a few hours later, we made that phone call, and Leanne and her staff and the equipment showed up to assist our animal control people, and they worked all throughout the fire, some very long hours, rescuing those animals, and just did a superb job working with our staff together. And it just shows what a great community we have here in Shasta County and how we work well together.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. That means a great deal coming from you.
Well, and I know the effort that goes out. This is an incredible county, and we see it in so many different ways, so many different times. But certainly when we get into these issues, that obviously this is an unincorporated county issue when we get out in to the Manton, Shingletown area, but all the resources that came from all of the incorporated cities and Haven Humane, and it's a great place to live, even if it is in California.
Well, you know what? We appreciate what you did out there too, Sheriff Tom.
Yes.
I mean, you had your guys out there all the time. It was, you know, you hear things, but, you know, your guys were out in patrol a lot.
Yes, they were. They were everywhere.
And, you know, when the chips are down, that's when you know you can really start counting on people.
They put on some very long hours, and then my hat's off to, we have our search and rescue volunteers that helped us so much during the evacuations to keep people safe, in addition to our full-time personnel, put in a lot of hours, and they did a great job working with Cal Fire. And, of course, Caltrans was there, CHP, and many other agencies making this a big team effort.
And we always never want to forget that the ham radio operators that provide so much valuable information out into the community when you know, the worst thing about being in one of these fire zones is the lack of information. Things are happening around you. People from outside the area have more information than you have because you're really isolated.
That's a good point. We were, I believe the hams were being used, and this was a little bit more of a challenging fire since it started into Hama County, spilled over into Shasta County, so we had two different fire units working. And then we had evacuation centers, but Cal Fire's team was right there and was trying to provide information to the community and to the evacuees at Big League Dreams.
It's a difficult situation, having been through it several times. I know you guys did a great job from everything I've heard. So
it's the community coming together here. And,
thanks to Haven Humane, Leanne, and her staff. It worked out great.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey,
Tom. I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for what you do, Sheriff.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh with Tricia Clark here as part of our trifecta, and Captain Leanne Smith, who is the animal regulation officer for the city of Reading. And I've got a personal story about you during this fire. Plus, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We'll be right back.
With my tail in the air. Drink, catch, turn, I'm a I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey, bend that side. Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Friday through Monday. It's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, it's going to go up in the 90s today. It's going to be smoke again. So who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. 221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Emergencies are just routine maintenance. If you're thinking, is that air conditioner working a little bit too hard? Are my filters really clean? Call 221-2642. They're your neighbors also. And they believe in a lot of old-fashioned values, but one especially, quality. They stand by what they do. And their customers see that. Yeah, you know, and right now, I know Martin and the gang there are slammed because so many people are using them because of how good they are. Take a look at their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call, 221-2642. They will be there when you need them. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, my guest host, of course, is Trish Clark, and we have as our guest today on our very first, very first program of Pet Talk, and we're going to have, this is going to be a regular once a month program, and we talk about those subjects to people. We're going to be talking about animals and what's your pet think. I'd like to know what my pet thinks. I know what my pet thinks. He thinks he's a god. So anyway, Captain Leanne Smith is with us. He's captain of animal regulation for Red, and we were talking about the fires and everything. And I'm going to tell a quick story. Is that Frank Galusha, one of our show hosts here, said that he was on the coast. His wife had to leave. She grabbed the cat, put it in the carrier. Cat jumps out of the carrier, runs back in the house. They were just devastated. And they said they just thought it was going to. So somebody called. You got the word.
Yes. Yes.
And you went after the cat.
Yes. Yeah. They gave us their address. And said that the cat was in the fire zone, which it in fact was, and we went to their residence. And the eerie thing about going to these fire evacuated areas is there isn't any people around. You have an occasional person that's decided to stay at their home, but for the most part, there's nobody anywhere around. So it's kind of an eerie feeling when you go up to someone's house that you don't know and you're looking for their pet, especially a cat, because cats aren't easy to find. The funny part is the cat seemed to know that something was wrong because there just wasn't any noise or activity or anything. And I simply just went and called for the cat, just called its name. Not its name. I didn't know its name, but I called it Kitty, 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 and it came running out. It's an older, like, tortoiseshell-looking kitty that probably has a, mind of its own with its family, And she came right up like, please, I don't know what else to do. And we were able to pick her up and put her in a carrier and take her down to the fire command center. And then they were able to come and get her after that. So it was a good story.
Frank said the cat will never come to him. And he says, and then he says that, when they call it about anybody find the cat, and they find it, we got it. And so come get it. It's being mean to us. Anyway. Okay. When we start having emergencies like this, and I mean, people maybe plan on what to do for themselves, but for their animals.
Yes. Yes.
And I know that in some homes they had trucks and carriers lined up to take care of a lot of their stuff. But a lot of people, three horses.
Right. Right.
And can only take care of two of them. What happens?
Well, the hard part is that they don't understand when they get to these residences that are rural, places that they live, and then they bring in, for example, we had some people bring in some horses with no horse trailers. Okay, they had the horses there for years or however long, but no way to transport them out. Now, we do bring horse transport, and Shasta County has a very good horse transport system that they use. And so we're able to get them, and we have lots of volunteers that are willing to help. But wouldn't you think if you were a horse owner that, you know, we're in a rural area, that you have an area that you'd have a way to get your horses or your livestock out should you have a fire? So what we want people to do is to realize that, you know, I've got this whole load of critters here, and they all need rescuing if a fire is coming towards us. And we're not going to leave them there. We literally took 50 rabbits and took all their cages and just clipped them off the cages and took all the cages out as well because they were right in the fire line.
Did anybody claim those rabbits?
Yes.
No, I was going to say Bad Bob wants them. He's got a lot of room out there. You can take rabbits and...
I'm looking for a goat.
Well, goats, we had three goats.
Chew the grass.
And they will. The goats will eat everything. They'll eat berry vines, poison ivy, poison oak, you name it, they'll eat it.
Including your yard plants,
yes.
However.
Okay. It is amazing, though, how people will not, you know, they'll accumulate animals and then not think about that. But, you know, people don't plan ahead for tragedies and or emergencies like this. And you can see that just... You know, people don't even have batteries or water stored in their house if the electricity was turned off for 3 days around here, people would panic and, you know, I mean, just things would just come to pieces.
Yes.
And so if you threw on top of that, hey, there's a fire now, it's too much.
Well, the one thing about Shingletown is they have been into a fire once before, so
yeah,
they were a little better prepared,
yeah.
But some still.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And I think, you know, the fire department and the little newspaper up there always does some, this is what you do, it's fire season time.
Right.
Okay, well, that's good, too. So you need to be prepared. All right. Captain Leanne Smith, who is the head of animal regulation for Reading, is our guest. Trish Clark is my co-host, and we'll be right back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Knight. Still packing winds of 40 miles an hour. Tropical storm Isaac keeps hammering away on Louisiana. Some places could get 25 inches of rain. The Louisiana Utility Commission says about half of its customers, more than 900,000 homes and businesses, don't have power. It's about 150,000 customers in Mississippi. New Orleans dodged the center of the storm, but floods caused by torrential rain and tidal surge trapped many people.
We had a break through the ceiling and come through the attic. And they took us out of the attic. Into the boat.
Two deaths are blamed on the storm.
Rescues have been happening, about two dozen yesterday, and one lady was rescued from the house overnight. It was flooding, even though it was on 14-foot stilts.
Fox's Phil Keating from Gulfport, Mississippi. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you the solution totally risk-free. just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on her way to Colorado, but Trish Clark is here with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Gosh, what can I say? Man's last stronghold. Discounts for veterans and seniors, and they're just good guys down there. Everybody needs to go down and get your hair cut. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop. We like them. All right, our guest today is Captain Leanne Smith, Captain of the Animal Regulation Department, Division for Reading. There's a big program you all have going right now. It's about to run out, but it could save. Okay, we have money alert here. Ding, ding, money alert. Okay. This can save you a lot of money if you have animals.
Right. We have a PetSmart spay and neuter grant that we've had for almost a year now, and it's about a month left on it regarding spaying and neutering cats. And it says if you have a cat and you live in the Reading city limits in the 96001 or the 002 zip codes, you can get your female cat spayed for $25 or your male cat neutered for just $10. And the rest of the medical cost is paid by the grant. Please come and make your appointment if you haven't done it. Take advantage of this because we have currently done over 1,200 spays and neuters in our city one and our O1s and O2s districts. And what that means, Carl, is less kittens, 800 or so more, but less kittens being produced within the city limits of Reading or in the areas.
It's, no, really, it's a lot more than that.
Probably.
Because if you say you spayed how many cats?
1,200 cats.
Okay, so of that group, then, say 800 of them are females or 700 are females. Each one of those has a kitty group.
Yeah.
And then
four or five in the litter.
Let's just say four. And then so now all of a sudden you've got four more that are having. I mean, that 1,000 that you did, that 1,200 you did probably saved, I mean, if you go talk about it like that, hundreds of thousands
exactly.
of cats being
Absolutely.
Born.
And
here.
We've got so many cats in Chattanooga County. And I'm not downgrading cat lovers. I mean, you love your cats, but when
keep
I had,
them in your own yard.
You know, when we have dogs, we're required to keep them, and they're not a hazard to other people. And gosh, you know, if you don't have cats, you really don't want them in your yard.
You know, and that's true of a lot of people. And there's a lot of cat lovers out there, and I do understand their concern and care for them. But we have so many cats. That is the largest amount that we have to put down, unfortunately, euthanized during the year.
You can't get rid of them.
Because we can't get enough homes for them.
Right.
We gave away 114 cats that are free adoption cats. Free adoption thing, all neutered with everything,
yeah.
And we still had about 140 cats in the facility. So currently we have about another 100 in there, and most of them are kittens, and they're cute and loving. We get one or two adopted or six or eight adopted. That's great. That's wonderful. wonderful, but we still have many, many more to try to get adopted and adopted the right way. So.
And John and Martha, we don't mind your kitty. We like your kitty. If it wanders into our yard, it's okay. We like your kitty. But I will take that tortoiseshell the next time I see it and do something to it that's over there harassing my dog. Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning to your guests. I have a quick question. It's a bit off of the cuff. We've got a male Yorkie, and we took him to the vet. He had some upper respiratory kind of problems that happens with Yorkies, and they said his problem is he's got a couple of back teeth, and they needed to pull the teeth and because of the bacteria. To make the long story short, we paid a considerable amount of money for all the dental surgery, and the problem isn't better. And what is my recourse? What can we do for – we feel like we got ripped off, you know?
Are we talking about a certain veterinary service that you obtained from somebody?
Right, from a local, relatively reputable, pretty good veterinary surgery type place, but it feels like a misdiagnosis. You know, I know if it was a child that was misdiagnosed and surgeries were done and they didn't need to be, you know, we could probably call one of Carl's sponsors, Lucky Just Ronnie, and we could have something to do. But what do you do when it comes to a pet?
You know, I think that, you know, well, the captain's not a veterinarian, but what I would think is that if you've got another veterinarian you might take your dog to and see what they say. And, you know, they could, you know, they will tell you if that was what the problem was. And I think probably you do have, and I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, but you probably do have recourse. If somebody misdiagnosed something and it cost you thousands of dollars and the problem's still there, then, you know, then there should be some kind of recourse to you.
Have you tried going back to the veterinarian saying that didn't solve the problem?
I did, and they offered me a few dollars off of the bill, which was, I thought, pretty nice of them.
You need another opinion. I would suggest taking it to another veterinarian, just as you would yourself if you went to your doctor and didn't get an accurate, what you felt was a good diagnosis or whatever, then go see another doctor and take a look at it again and see what's going on there.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the time.
God bless you. Yeah, I wish we were vets here because we might have been able to say something. We will have vets on here in the future and be able to talk about things like that. I personally think having a veterinarian show is going to really work out well. So thanks a lot, Mike, for your phone call. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, Captain Leanne Smith.
We need to talk about the bark and wine.
Talk about bark and wine and a couple other programs here. And I'd like to ask you, like, you know, some of the things you see. Because you talk about things during the break. I think people need to hear what you all are facing out there besides just, you know, riding around. If I call you, how come you don't show up in 15 minutes to take care of the skunk? Those kind of things.
Okay.
All right? We'll be right back.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You know how hard it is to find animal theme bump music?
Oh, it is. You know how hard it is for me to put my headset back on the right way after 3 years. I mean,
Carl's got this cord kind of draped around.
Yeah, Trish, you take it before I kill myself by accident here.
Yeah, and he's all wrapped up in his headphone over there. That was really interesting. We're joined this morning by Captain Leanne Smith, and we're talking animals. And we in the break, Leanne has been telling us some really interesting stories. Do you want to share some of the things that you run into in doing animal regulation?
Well, you know, I've been there almost 26 years, and I'll tell you, I could tell you some really, really good stories. And I've had lots of people ask me if I wanted to write a book, and I've thought about it, but, you know, I don't think I'll go that way. But recently we've had an issue in the city limits with a hoarding problem with a person, nice elderly woman, very elderly, not well, family not allowed in the house, people not allowed in the house, and she obviously had some medical issues in which she had to go to the hospital. And when the ambulance responded, they were appalled by what they saw in the house, and turns out she had up to 25 cats inside the house that were never allowed out at all, and there was debris and feces and cats everywhere that hadn't had any type of socialization whatsoever. And so we went to collect the cats, and it actually took us 4 days to get all of them out of the house. There were so many holes and things there. So, you know, the things you see on TV, they actually do happen in our community, and we work with those.
So messy, unsocialized, attacking each other,
yes.
All this. So it's kind of like a fraternity house at Harvard, except probably a little bit not as bad.
So what do you do with those animals?
Well, unfortunately, the sociability is not there, and so we can't keep those guys for long because it's not fair to them to have them in a little cage all of a sudden when they've been in this free-roaming place that they've been allowed to do.
That must be terrible. Hey, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Yeah, hey, Leanne, tell them the story about the monkey you had to rescue up off the hilltop once. That's a great story, and I know the audience would love it. And don't shoot me next time you see me.
Yeah, okay,
the monkey
Bob.
Story. Okay, thanks, Coach Bob.
Okay. That story actually was several years ago, and it was a troop or something that was passing through the area on I-5, a truck with exotic animals aboard. And apparently one of the monkeys had gotten out of the cage. It was a spider monkey or that variety, and got out of the cage and ran up the embankment, just as I-5 goes across Hilltop Drive or Hilltop Tribe goes up across I-5, and he got up in a tree there. And a passerby said, there's a monkey in a tree on I-5. And I'm like, yeah, okay, come on. You know, so I looked, didn't see it, didn't notice it at first, and then looked again, and sure enough, there it was up in the tree. Looking at me, and this was some sort of traveling zoo or show or something. So the monkey had been handled quite a bit. And many years ago, I had a monkey when I lived in Texas, so I kind of knew a little bit about monkeys. So I went to the tree, and it's like a little person. It's like having a little child up there giving you these eyes and the little hands and things. And I just tapped on the tree, said, come on, come on. And he came right down and jumped in my arms. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Anyway, when we put him in the cage, he had his little hands on the bars. He looked like a little man in there just getting arrested like a person would do. But they ended up coming back and posting some things to find their baby, and we were able to return it to him. But it was quite the interesting story. So thank you, Bob, for that one.
The monkey in the tree story. Okay. We've got some things coming up here, the fundraisers for
yes, we do.
Haven Humane. Bark and Wine, Saturday, October 6th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have been this. We have been there. We love this. This is a great event. Wine tasting, big hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
Big hors d'oeuvres and all types of auction items. We were honored to be able to help with that last year, Linda and I, in the packages. They are helping with the auction and all that. And I tell you what a great event.
Oh, and you know what I'm really excited about this year is that we are going to have our similar things where we're going to have some package things that we're going to auction off and all of that. But also we're going to have a little awards appreciation for the local veterinarians and their staff. We're looking for who they feel is their best RVT, which means registered vet technicians, the veterinarian in the community that we are gets nominated, and they're going to present some awards to these people to let them know how much we appreciate all of them in our community. So we're very excited about adding that to the event as well. So we want everybody to come and just have a good time. It's a great night out and getting dressed up and having wine and hors d'oeuvres.
And the hors d'oeuvres. Really hors d'oeuvres,
yeah,
are great.
Yeah, again, and that's October 6th at the Red Lion Hotel, $35. And I see that the Lou White Trio is going to be playing, and that's always enjoyable music.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Captain Leanne Smith from the Reading Animal Control Regulation Group. Of course, Trish Clark with me here, and we'll be back in a second.
Legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for new floors at the Frontier Senior Center.
Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bayh. Linda's on her way to Colorado, where I'll be heading here soon. But Trish Clark is always with me on those days. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, right out on 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Head on out, second generation of Harley Davidson owners right there. Go see Ernie and Jessica. Talk to Nathan about the motorcycle that you want to ride. Big Bike Weekend is coming up soon. Okay, let me say it again. Big Bike Weekend is coming in October. You've got just enough time to trade in that old bike and get a brand new Harley for that. Get yourself an Icon of America. They'll make a great deal for you down there at Redding Harley Davidson. Give them a call, 241-7117, and you can't experience the ride. You can't live the dream. Unless you go to Redding Harley Davidson. Okay. Trish, you know what? I really appreciate you always being here like this. And with the election coming up, probably want to have you on even more.
Well, you know, I thoroughly enjoy it. And it's great to have the great guests that we have and you great opportunity. So just any time. I want Leanne to, Captain Leanne Smith from the Redding Animal Control Office to talk. Just one another thing, and I know we're done with our heat in Shasta County yet, and I see animals riding around in the back of pickups.
Yes.
And I guess maybe we need to make them do a hand test. How do you keep people from doing this? That metal is hot.
People seem to think that it's in the open, it's in the open air, so therefore it's got to be much cooler for the dog. But actually, Trish, we've taken the temperature on the bed of the truck because we have automatic temperature gauges now that we use. It's an all state-of-the-art stuff. And the bed of the truck, at one point, one place that I went was 186 degrees. But you could cook an egg on that, on the bed of that truck. And this particular individual went to lunch with his wife and left the vehicle parked in the direct sun in a parking lot and drove with his wife in her car to go have lunch and left the dog in there. And it happened to be a big, huge Rottweiler. And within, 10 minutes, he's jumping out of the truck. Well, a real nice passerby sees it, and they come and they put the dog back in the truck because obviously it jumped out and it's hanging from his leash. And so he puts it back in the truck thinking he's doing the right thing. And within 10 more minutes, the dog's jumping out again. Now, keep in mind the business across the street from the parking lot is watching this whole thing go down, but they're not saying anything to anybody. And so the dog jumps out again, and he's hanging, but he's able to put his feet up on the side of the truck so he's not choking. Within the next 10 minutes, someone else comes and puts the dog in. At that point, the business decided to maybe we better call animal regulation. The guy's not coming back. When we got there, the dog was deceased because he was overheated and too hot. And this is what I'm saying about, think about what you're doing when you take your animal with you. Don't take your animal with you on these hot days. Even though it's currently not too warm out there in the day, it can get upwards to 125 to 30 degrees inside the vehicle and on the bed of a truck even more so.
You know, I didn't realize that how hot it would get on the bed of a truck like that. But you know what? That's also a good thing. And here's the other thing, too. If you got a question about it, especially with animals or just like with kids, be anonymous.
call somebody.
Right.
You know, you're not going to say, well, what's your name? I mean, you might say that. Say, well, I just choose not to give my name, but this is what I'm seeing.
Right.
You're still going to go out and check that
absolutely.
Out.
So absolutely. Absolutely. It's a priority.
And guess what? If you're wrong, at least somebody's looking at it. If you're right, you've saved an animal somewhat of a horrible death.
Oh, the saddest thing in the world. I have called on numerous occasions. When I walk through a parking lot or, you know, when I see a dog in a car, it's over 80 degrees. I'm going to call.
Absolutely.
That's just wrong.
What number do we call to get you?
241-2550. That's Reading Animal Regulation at the Haven Humane Society. And it is a high priority call. We respond to those immediately. Any animals in a vehicle get priority over whatever we're doing because it is that important.
Say it again.
241-2550.
Okay. You know what? And that's, you know, put that down on your, in your phone, my friends.
241-2550.
2550. Because, you know, it's the same thing you call 911 if you saw a child in a car.
Absolutely.
And so if you see an animal in a car, I mean, they die too. And,
exactly.
And the person doesn't want to lose their animal.
No.
They don't
want to lose their child.
It's just they don't think about it.
They're just not thinking. But, and I really want to tell people, you're not interfering. You're not being a busybody. We need to get involved, be a citizen, be involved, and just make the phone call.
Okay, we got 1 minute left. Now, tomorrow we've got We the People rolling in here. Aaron, Ryan, and Elizabeth are going to be in here talking. And I know they've got a great show. They've got a bunch of things lined up. But Captain Leanne Smith, thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Linda goes berserk about seeing people walking these dogs along when it's 110 degrees, walking along the street on
absolutely.
A leash.
Absolutely. Same thing.
Bad? Okay. That's what she thought. She's almost stopped before and gotten us into fights with meth addicted.
Buy them little booties or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for what you do. Because you know what? You have to do this because you love it.
Yes, I do. I do. I've been here 26 years. So is everybody at Haven, though. We all do this because
we appreciate Haven Humane. And this, like I said, this is the first edition of Animal Talk. So once a month, we're going to be doing this. We have some vets. We have everybody in here.
Yay.
Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. As Isaac heads inland, crews head out to assess damage in Louisiana.
Trees are down. Power lines are down.
In St. Tammany Parish, President Pat Brister says they're not out of the woods with flooding.
The Mississippi Emergency Operations Center has informed us in the past hour that the dam in Percy Quinn State Park is in imminent threat of failure.
That's prompting fresh evacuations, and other residents have been told to clear out fast along one rising river. Utility crews have their hands full. More than 900,000 homes and businesses without power in Louisiana alone. One company, Clico, says out of 2,200 miles of power line infrastructure, over 1,500 has been impacted.
Very different from Katrina. We have a lot of citizens that are still in the area. If they can stay off the roads as long as possible, it will benefit the restoration effort for our line mechanics and folks to be able to mobilize.
Clico's Eric Schwest says their top priority today is getting service.